Compassion Practice. Welcome to this guided practice of compassion cultivation. Please find a place that's quiet and comfortable, and position the body so you can be both relaxed and alert. If you feel resistance to this practice, know that you're not alone, and rejoice in the fact that you've already done the hardest part. You've made the time. Even though compassion practice involves turning towards suffering, it often results in a heart that is lighter and more joyful. It might also help to remember that all those around you will benefit from what you're about to do, especially those you're closest to. Let's start with three deep diaphragmatic breaths, feeling the stomach slowly expand and the chest rise on the in-breath, and enjoying a deep letting go on the out-breath. After the third exhalation, gather your attention on the sensations of the breath in the chest, bringing extra gentleness to any tender feelings you might become aware of. And then let the body and mind settle into the peaceful experience of effortless breathing. When you notice the mind wandering, gently bring it back to the breath, wherever the sensations are most predominant in your body. Now bring to mind a compassionate image that represents the qualities of wisdom, strength, acceptance, love, nurturance, or caring. It could be the image of a wise person you deeply respect, a grandparent, a religious figure, or a symbol that represents compassion. Could be an image from nature, such as an expansive and deep blue ocean, or a firmly rooted tree with magnificent thick foliage, or the sun, which shines its light and warmth on all beings without preference or discrimination. It doesn't matter what you choose, as long as it represents wisdom and compassion. Imagine yourself in the presence of this source of compassion, as the recipient of its great compassion. Feel how, in the presence of this compassionate image, you can be completely yourself. No need to impress anyone or to prove anything. There's no judgment, only total acceptance. Allowing yourself to bask in the feeling of unconditional positive regard. Imagine that, as you stay in the presence of this compassionate image, it awakens in you your own source of strength, wisdom, and compassion. Now think of a time in your life when you were suffering in some way. Maybe you were sick or in pain. Perhaps you experienced some disappointment or loss. Notice how you feel when you remember this experience. Imagine seeing your own suffering through the eyes of your compassionate image. What do you see? Do you hold yourself and your suffering any differently? With whatever feelings of warmth and caring you can call up for yourself, silently repeat these phrases, connecting as best you can with the feelings behind the words. May I find freedom amidst this suffering. May I know peace and joy. May I find freedom amidst this suffering. May I know peace and joy. Now bring to mind someone you care about, such as a family member or a friend, someone who naturally brings a smile to your face. Try to vividly feel his or her presence in front of you, and notice how you feel when you think about this person. Imagine seeing them through the eyes of your compassionate image, the eyes of the heart. And through these eyes of non-judgment, see the hopes and fears, dreams and heartbreaks of your loved one. See how they have a complex and textured life, quite apart from your own. Now bring to mind a time when this friend or loved one was suffering, noticing with gentle awareness how you feel as you bring this image to mind. Choose to focus your attention on any feelings of tenderness, care, or the wish to help this loved one. And then silently recite the following phrases, again, doing your best to connect with the feelings behind the words. May you find freedom in the midst of the suffering. May you know peace and joy. Letting the phrases strengthen the natural feeling of compassion in your own heart. May you find freedom amidst the suffering. May you know peace and joy. Now bring to mind someone you have no special sense of either closeness or conflict with. Someone you would recognize but don't know. Like a bagger at the grocery store or a cashier at your local coffee shop. Notice how you feel when you think about this person you don't know. And consider the fact that, just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. This person has goals and dreams. He or she has known sadness, anger, and fear. And imagine that, just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent or spouse, or dear friend to someone. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute and to be appreciated. And now, holding a sense of the stranger as a whole human being, with a life every bit as textured and nuanced as your own. Imagine that this person is going through a time of great difficulty, perhaps financial stress, illness, or depression. And silently repeat these phrases. May you find freedom amidst the suffering. May you know peace and joy. How does it feel to offer to a stranger the same compassion you've given to yourself and a loved one? Now bring to mind a person you have some difficulty with. It might be someone you don't get along with or feel in competition with. Maybe it's someone who's caused you harm. It's not necessary to choose the most difficult person in your life. In fact, it can be quite skillful to begin with minor irritations and slowly work your way up to the really challenging situations. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Consider the fact that, just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. This person has goals and dreams. He or she has known sadness, anger, and fear. And imagine that, just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent or spouse, or dear friend to someone. just like you. This person wants to love and be loved, to contribute and to be appreciated. And now holding a sense of this challenging person as a whole human being, with a life every bit as textured and nuanced as your own. Imagine that this person is going through a time of great difficulty, perhaps financial stress, illness, or depression. And silently repeat these phrases. Just as I want to find freedom, may you find freedom amidst the suffering. Just as I want to know peace and joy, may you know peace and joy. Consider the possibility that, in the words of Marshall Rosenberg, all unskillful actions can be understood as tragic expressions of unmet needs. And allow yourself to feel a sense of basic human compassion towards this person, saying again in your own mind, may you find freedom amidst this suffering. May you know peace and joy. Now, begin to expand the scope of your awareness from these three people to all the people who live on your street, in your neighborhood, and in the greater community. Imagine that your heart is like an energy field that can expand in all directions, wider and wider, to include everyone who lives in your country, on your continent, and on this planet. Letting feelings of care and compassion extend to everyone who's suffering in this moment. Those who are old and perhaps dying, and those just being born with their whole lives ahead of them. Those with great wealth who are suffering, and those barely scraping by. Appreciating the great mysterious web of life on this fragile planet that connects us all and the fundamental aspirations we share with all beings. Just like me, everyone wants to be happy and free from suffering. Silently making the following words an offering to all beings. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from sorrow. May all beings be free from fear. May all beings know peace and joy. Rest for a few moments in this state of open-hearted, open-minded compassion. Welcome any peace and happiness that this attitude of compassion may bring to your mind and body. Let's conclude this meditation by dedicating the positive effort of this practice to the peace and well-being of all beings throughout the world, including yourself. Know that just as you're practicing to broaden your own compassion for others, countless others are extending their own compassion and goodwill toward you. May you bring forward into your day any feelings of kindness and warmth that were generated through this practice, for your own benefit and for the benefit of all those around you.